I used to not like him for a while because I was like, damn, he might return this on my dad's team, and this might not be good, this jerk. I don't like him, but he's the man.
He is the man. The man. You the man. Everybody's the man. Great job by the horn section. We paid a lot of money to have that horn section here in Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58, the Joint Mega Picks podcast here at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. Chris Sims, Mike Florio. It's Chris Sims Unbuttoned, PFTPM. And Happy Chris is here.
Happy Chris is here.
I have talked from time to time about Happy Chris. I have been around Happy Chris a few times. I was around Happy Chris on Monday night. As soon as I walked in today to the bar, I knew it was Happy Chris.
Happy Chris is here.
Happy Chris is pre-gamed.
Well, it's pre-gamed, you know, what do they say? When in Rome, okay, and I'm in Vegas, and we're just going in. Here we go, right? I didn't come out here to, like, play in the amateurs. This is a Super Bowl, all right? So I'm coming in full swing, all right? And the best part of this is I am excited to be here. It's awesome, right? I love the Super Bowl. I think Vegas is an awesome spot so far. I'm like, and I only think it's going to get better. It's made for it, seems like. So I'm very excited overall. But with my man here, too, this is Micah Florio, right? And he's a mover and a shaker tonight, too. So watch out. He's trying to get this show on the road. He's got somewhere to be later. He's trying to get things on the move here. So I'm going to get him, call him out right now.
Well, that's all right. Call me out. We told these good people who showed up, and thank you to all of you who are here. I'm amazed that anybody showed up. He's got a copy of Father of Mine. How about that? And let me tell you. I am actually wearing, speaking of Father of Mine, I've got my dad's diamond pinky ring.
Wow.
Yes.
Johnny Casino over here.
And I am going to win big tonight with this pinky ring on.
I like it.
Bigger than the other night when JK was rolling for us.
Seriously, it's pretty
cool.
No,
that's a real pinky. That's a real diamond pinky ring.
Wow,
so,
I like it.
Anyway, I'll sign that when we're done, unless you want it to, you know, continue to be worth something. I sign it to be worth less.
Steven Sawyer.
Wow.
And... AKA, he has a nickname. It's called Super Bowl Jacket Guy.
That's it. Super Bowl Jacket Guy.
Super Bowl Jacket Guy is here. And
also, we got a couple folks from Birmingham, Alabama.
We're going to get him up, man. We will definitely get him up. So he's right. He said his favorite team is the 1986 Giants. He's flirting with me, and he's trying to get inside my heart. And so far, he's kind of cracked it in there a little.
Well, he's got a copy, one of the only copies, because not many were
purchased your butt too.
A Father of Mine. So happy
kissing
to see him here.
Too.
Our friends from Birmingham, UK.
UK.
Unbelievable. Right? All the way from the UK. We haven't made it to the UK. They've made it over here. That is awesome.
Sorry, Birmingham.
You haven't cursed yet.
Sorry, Birmingham.
All right.
Like, I'm sorry that I've left them out of the conversation. Right. It's like leaving one of the all-time greats out there, the second biggest city in in England. And I forgot to.
I think you've cracked off a couple sorry Manchesters. I think
sorry
you have.
Sorry Manchesters a bunch, and that's what our couple is telling us here, that they're like, you say Manchester, and you never say Birmingham. And I'm self-scouting thyself, and now we are going to start bringing that to the repertoire.
On tomorrow's show, when we are live on Sky Sports, you will say something you shouldn't say, and then you can say, sorry, Birmingham.
I will be like, fuck you, Florio.
Thank you.
And then I will say, sorry, Birmingham.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, everyone.
And Sky Sports will say something on the bottom.
Sorry,
that, like,
sorry, Mandalay Bay Sportsbook.
This crazy fucking dude on the
screen.
We're sorry we brought him here to you.
Well, I think we're going to get yanked out of the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. I think there was a no cursing clause in
there. We love the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. Thank you.
You love the bar at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. I know that. How many is that? What are you drinking there? Vodka what?
Yeah.
What do you got there? Vodka and what?
Nothing. A lime.
Just vodka and vodka?
You know, vodka and a little ice. Let's go.
A lot of vodka and a little ice.
That's right.
So we've been here 3 days so far this week. We've got a couple more days of show. It's been fun. It's been great. You know, we were saying earlier today, and this is a byproduct of us being together for way too long. When we do an interview now, we no longer even need to communicate.
We don't even look at each other.
We don't have to look at each other. We don't have to do hand signals. Like, I know when he wants to ask a question. He knows when I want to ask a question. Or it's just like a sixth sense where I know you're going to ask something.
Right.
It really is strange.
Right.
It's bizarre. We spend way too much time together.
It's like Mahomes to Kelsey. It's just sometimes you know. It's just like we got to feel, right? When people want to go, how did Edelman and Brady know, or Gronk and Brady? It's like all those repetitions, that's where it happens.
That's right. That's what it is. And
you know,
it really
it's
over and over and over again. And we've been here at the Super Bowl like seven times.
I know your cadence, your voice. I can tell your mannerisms. I can see sometimes your finger starts to do like this. And I'm like, oh, he wants to ask another question. So I know.
All right, well, we got to move.
He's my work wife.
Here we go. And it's been, it really has been. This is 7 years now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Hello, cheers.
Cheers.
To that.
I don't have much left.
Cheers.
This is only margarita two for me. That's vodka like seven for you, but
yeah,
we'll keep working on it. I know, but we're getting there. You're big. You're big, so it takes a little while. Okay, so we're here to do what we do every week during the regular season and postseason, the Joint Megapicks podcast. We only have one game to do this week, though, so we can talk about a lot of things Super Bowl 58.
Yep.
The 49ers are still favored by two in this one.
It's interesting, right?
It moves so much right away. Like, it was 49ers initially two and a half, then it was down to 49ers minus one, then it went to 1.5. It stayed at two pretty much the last 8 or 9 days. I still don't know why the Chiefs are underdogs in this. I don't get it.
Well, as we know from gambling, right, I do think it's where the money is. And even though more people are betting on the Chiefs to win, the big money people are in on the Niners. I think that's the bottom line of the situation, right? That's where it is. Because I've yet to really – I don't know if I really talked to anybody yet that totally can talk themselves into believing the San Francisco 49ers can win the game this weekend. Like, does anybody here think that the 49ers can win the game this weekend? Does anybody? Okay.
Yeah, we got some 49ers
okay.
fans.
All right.
What about the Chiefs? Who believes in the Chiefs?
How about the Chiefs?
Who believes in the Chiefs?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most football people I talk to, and this is no disrespect to the 49ers. You guys know, if you know me, I love the 49ers. I'm rooting for the 49ers, all right? It's out there. I am rooting for the 49ers. But I don't talk to a football person, a player we had on the show yet, anything, where they go, yeah, I think the 49ers are going to win the game, right? We haven't really come across that yet.
Well, because it was just a year ago that people were saying, oh, the Eagles are the better team. The Eagles are going to win the game. And what were we saying? They don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So we know what the value is. And I think everybody understands if you have Patrick Mahomes, you can be down 10 points with 7 minutes left. You can be down 10 points in the second half like they were last year. At any point, the switch goes and Patrick Mahomes takes over. And we've seen it enough times now to not expect it to make an appearance. And he's also so aware of his legacy. He needs 5 more Super Bowl wins to catch Tom Brady. And that sounds like a lot, but he's got 2. He could have a couple more that already might have happened, but for weird little things that occurred. And this is his chance to get to number 3.
Yeah.
And I don't see him. We're going to make our picks later, but it's hard to envision him giving up that chance.
That's your bottom line thing there. Right. Right.
That's why I'm surprised they're underdogs. And I don't know why the big money people are so believing in the 49ers to the point where there's enough money out there that keeps that line at minus two.
Yeah, well, here's one point, just to, like, for conversation's sake, right? I think you heard me say this in the last few days. I will say to our people out here who are rooting for the 49ers, right? The 49ers at their best are better than the Chiefs at their best. That I do know. You didn't go on a rant in the end of November and early December
Christmas,
a bunch of
Ravens,
times right, with the Ravens. But you'd already been on that rant that it was kind of like, it's over. It's and I'm
as
not
long as
to,
they keep their key players healthy, it's over.
I'm not trying to be a jerk
I believed
with you.
It. No, right. I know. You're right.
Because I was with you, so I'm not even like trying to put you on blast. I'm just saying, but that's my point with this. Can the 49ers get back to that? I don't know. Hasn't looked good so far, right? The last 2 weeks, they haven't played very good. They got outplayed by the Packers, really. Jordan Love made 2 dumb interceptions. They missed the easy field goal, right? Last week, the Lions, right? Dan Campbell, that was stupid decisions, period. In my opinion, that's not how you win NFC Championship game football. And the 49ers, for the most part, were on the ropes most of the night.
And
so that's where it's a little weird. Can they regain that in a 2-week period?
Up until the Christmas night game against the Ravens,
right?
We believed as long as the key players on the 49ers were healthy, which was not a given because of the way they play, they were unstoppable.
Right.
That it wasn't even going to be close.
Right.
That no one was going to have a chance at them.
Yes.
They got humiliated that night. I got humiliated that night. I got called Mike Flores that night by Lamar Jackson. Thanks, Lamar.
Yes, Lamar.
And
yes.
Ever since
MVP.
That,
MVP.
Ever since that, the 49ers have just been treading water. They've never really ascended.
Right.
The Chiefs, embarrassed on that same day at home by the Raiders, they started going up.
The opposite
And they
directions.
Keep going up, and they keep going up. And the 49ers just kind of like, Where are we? Right. And you got to give them credit for coming from behind and winning a couple of playoff games at home. But they never should have been in that situation.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been down 17 to the Lions.
Right.
They shouldn't have been in a close game against the Packers. They're the better team. And that's what it comes down to.
They blew
they're
a lot
the better
of games.
Team, but they're not playing better.
Right.
And that, I guess, would be my fear if I'm the Chiefs.
Well, right.
That at some point in the last 2 weeks, they've said the right thing, they've done the right thing, they've figured something out where they get back to being that team that just goes out there and steamrolls everyone.
Well, yes. I look at it exactly that same way. It's still amazing to me. You know, you've heard me say that. The fact that they've gone from a B-minus football team all year to all of a sudden we're going to snap our fingers on Christmas Day, get our butts whooped and killed, you know, while everybody's watching, and all of a sudden we're going to go, we're going to get into playoff mode and start winning and playing perfect. It's a rare story. Only a special team can do that. My only thing that I even look at negatively of the Chiefs at all possible in this game is that maybe they take it a hair lightly. Honestly, right? The Chiefs are not going to be in awe of the Super Bowl. Mahomes is aware of the legacy, but I also do look at it like they've been such the villain by so much the last few weeks and on the road. And I also think the Mahomes factor of being like scared of losing to Josh Allen or losing to Lamar also adds motivation to their football team because he knows this legacy thing, right? And I just... that would be my only thing that could creep into their mind is we did all that. The Ravens kicked the shit out of the 49ers. We just went into Baltimore and did this to them, right? So that would be my only fear of Kansas City slipping mentally.
Something we say all the time about the Chiefs. They tend to play with their
exactly
food. They get complacent.
I mean. Exactly
they think
right.
that it's going to be easy. Right. And the next thing they know, they find themselves in a game that they inevitably lose.
Right.
But this is the Super Bowl. That's the one thing
right,
that changes
that
it. If it's a regular season
that.
Game,
exactly
if it's a
right.
playoff game and you have 21-3 against the Bengals and you start screwing around and you lose it, this is the Super Bowl. This is the chance for Mahomes to take it from 2 to 3, and I think that's what makes it different.
You're and right about that. You are.
If the 49ers pull it off,
point.
It is so big for the legacy of Kyle Shanahan, right. your good friend. You have his initials tattooed on your leg.
Yeah.
And he's got yours on his. And
it's
Brock
awesome
Purdy,
and embarrassing all in one
and Brock Purdy trying to establish himself, beating Patrick Mahomes in his second year in the Super Bowl makes Brock Purdy not one of the all-time greats, but one of the greats right now. It vaults him into the top 7 if he wins this game, maybe into the top 5 if he wins this game.
So there's
a lot riding on this for the 49ers.
Agreed. I mean, there's really everything football-wise as far as perception for Shanahan – is on the line in this game. And that's where I get nervous for my friend, who I think is one of the best coaches in football. And yet, you know, sometimes it's like what you worry about is a little of a conversation we had the other day where here, right, in America, Birmingham, you might not totally understand this, but like in the Jordan era, there was like Karl Malone, and he was the man and like one of the best basketball players. And like, it didn't matter. You couldn't overcome Jordan. And that's a little bit where we are with Mahomes.
There's going to be a lot of great quarterbacks who don't get rings
because
of Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is going to do that, right? Yeah. And, I grew up in an era like that with Joe Montana, and I hated Joe Montana for that for a lot of my childhood.
The spread is less than a field goal in 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. We were looking at this earlier, and we were trying to remember which Super Bowl had a spread of more than a field goal out of the last 6.
I remember.
Do you remember which
one? The Chiefs 49ers. 31-20. Oddly enough, they were down by 10
the
points.
Spread.
Oh, excuse
the
me.
Spread.
The spread. Sorry.
Going into the game.
Right.
Pete,
in which game
was the spread more than a field goal out of the last 6?
Oh.
Pete's looking it up. Pete knows it's 5 of 6. He just doesn't know which one.
How do you.
Come on,
right,
Pete.
This is Pete Dimalitis. How do you put that on a sheet and not give us the answer is the real question of that right there. I don't know.
Come
Look
on,
at this.
Pete.
Look at that.
Usually Pete's not around when we call him out. There he is right there. Blame him. It's Pete's fault. How about some Chiefs stats here? Andy Reid is 11-2 when coming off of extended rest with Mahomes as his starter. The two losses were Super Bowl 45 against the Buccaneers and Week 11 this season against the Eagles. And I remember us saying, when we picked the Chiefs to beat the Eagles, you give Andy Reid extra time, it's a no-brainer.
There's two things that make the Chiefs dangerous when they have rest. That what you just talked about there, right, with Andy Reid, the genius of his coaching, the creativity and all that. And the other thing that we hit on a little bit with the Chiefs that gets overlooked all the time, right? You give them a little rest. They got like the 49ers, they have the scouting eye for sorry to our people here at Mandalay Bay and BetMGM and everything here. Some crazy fuckers, right? They got crazy dudes that will put it on the line. They will. That's period. End of the line.
Roll out of bed and run through a wall.
Right,
and not
just like
twice
the Ravens
it.
Were the big bad team last week, right? The Ravens. And, you know, all of a sudden the Chiefs go in there. Hey, the last Super Bowl, the 49ers were the running team. We're physical. We do that. They slow it down. They don't get respected for that part of the equation probably as much as they should.
By the way, Pete has come through the last time, the right. One time in the last six Super Bowls that a team was favored by more than a field goal was the Rams in 56
wow.
minus four against the Bengals
wow.
and did not cover.
Interesting.
Who remembers the time when every Super Bowl was a blowout
right.
and it was boring?
Yeah.
And it was
right.
like, we spend
right.
this whole season
what's up,
watching
AK,
these games.
On the shelf of being old
yeah,
people.
We watch it. Yeah, thanks.
We're all
and
right,
Shireen, too. Shireen, she's older than me. And so by 3 months. And then it changed. And I think it changed with Super Bowl
right.
25.
Right.
When your buddy Jeff Hostetler
right.
overcame shoes full of shaving cream.
But then it didn't
that
really
you put
change
in there.
There. Because then we went to, like, the next few were the Redskins over the Bills, the Cowboys over
true.
The Bills again.
True.
Right.
And then the 49ers doing what they did to
the
Chargers.
Chargers, yeah. Right. So we lost, you know, that was one. But I guess it was late 90s maybe.
But it was the exception to get a great game. Now it seems like the exception is to get a blowout.
Right. No, I expect this game to go down to the edge. And this is where the game is scary, in my opinion, is I don't know if it's going to be – it could be high scoring or low scoring. I could see both teams kind of cracking the code on the other. I could see both defenses – doing the same to the offense as far as over under 20-17 game, 38-35 game. I think they could go either way in a lot of ways because of the matchup and some things you could bring up.
Mahomes is 9-3 in his career and 10-1-1 against the spread as an underdog, 3-0 in the postseason
right.
as an underdog, and he's an underdog for three straight games since his first three starts of his career in 2018. He is now an underdog for three games in a row. And he says he doesn't care about it. As you would say, bullshit, bullshit,
yeah,
bullshit.
Right, exactly.
He says he's not
sorry,
thinking
Birmingham.
About – there we go. He's not thinking about catching Tom Brady.
Right.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Right.
We know what he's thinking. We know what he wants to do. And this fact that he's an underdog gives him a little extra. It gives him a little more. And not that he needs it, but it's there.
Yeah, he's a junkie. You know, he's a junkie and, like, all right, maybe Michael Jordan was at the gym and, you know, gambling and playing cards and doing all that. Mahomes is a junkie and he's at the gym working out, throwing footballs, like, watching everything on TV and drinking some beers while he's doing it a little bit. That seems like what Mahomes is a little. That's who he is. He's obsessed with it. And I think he embraces it to a way where it's almost it gives him no pressure. And that's where I think he's special, right? We've never seen anybody come into the league and the team just goes, carry us. You got us. And take us to Super Bowls. Like, forget the rest of us and we'll just go from there. That's what's insane about Mahomes, win or lose. It's insane. It really is what we're watching.
A couple of stats that are favorable to the 49ers' efforts to win this Super Bowl. The last four defending champions who have made it back to the Super Bowl are 1-3 straight up and 0-4 against the spread. The Patriots are the last team to come back and win the Super Bowl after winning the Super Bowl. Usually you come back and lose, at least the recent trend
exactly,
is.
Exactly, right, right,
so
right.
Obviously the Chiefs win it last year. They're back again.
Yeah.
That maybe helps the 49ers, although I just don't think it matters because this is the opportunity for Mahomes to get to number three. I think that's all that matters in all of this. This
yeah.
is the easiest analysis I've ever done in my life. Patrick Mahomes has that third ring just
yeah.
sitting there smiling at him.
I hear you, but I, you know, life has taught us lessons there too, where we got to be careful about thinking like
that.
I know.
I learned that lesson on Christmas Day.
That's right. You know, football especially, it only takes one stupid play. Like, you know, if you want to talk about turning points of a football game, first off, a very even football game where even though you're saying these things about Mahomes and the Chiefs, and I agree with so much of what you're saying, right? I still think it's like, oh, we win by three? We win by four? right? I mean, that's all we're talking about. And Mahomes and the Chiefs, as you talk about with playing with your food or whatever else, hey, they did have dumb shit disease for a while this year, right? I mean, they were doing like every week. I mean, every week it was like, are you kidding me? Did you can't catch? You can't line up right? Stupid penalty. I mean, nobody can catch. Chubbs. I called him Chubbs Tony. R.I.P. to Chubbs out there, right?
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers just passed away, right? But they couldn't catch a cold. So that's what scares me still a little bit about the Chiefs as well.
After the season opener against the Lions, Chris started calling Kadarius Tony Chubbs Peterson, the character
Chubbs
played
Tony.
By Carl Weathers in Happy Gilmore, because he was playing like his hand was made out of wood.
Right.
So,
right.
And I don't even know that Tony's going to play. I don't even know he's going
to
play.
No, they're trying to keep Tony away. They're like, please, like, don't blow up the situation, but stay over there and just, well, like, maybe you'll play. Just be quiet. That's what they're trying to do with Tony right now.
The 49ers have been favored in every game they played this season. The 98 Broncos were the last team to be favored in every game and win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And you have not picked against them once this year. You have picked the 49ers every damn week.
I know.
So you can't stop now.
I don't think I'm planning on it.
All right. Well, I'm just checking.
But I'm damn nervous about it. I've been, like, flipping and flopping and everywhere on it. I really have. The fact that, like, I learned that I did that, right, not long ago, like about 3 hours ago, and I was like, damn, there's a sign from the universe right there. I might just have to do it, right?
You might have to stick with it or change?
I might have to stick with it.
All right.
Because I'm with you and all the other things. My brain, Mahomes, the Chiefs, everything, it scares me to death. Scares me for my friend, like I've been telling you all week.
Well, and one thing we know about football, it comes down to a handful of moments, plays, who makes the big catch at the right time,
right?
Which way does the ball bounce when it gets batted at the line
of
scrimmage?
That's what I'm saying. With the Chiefs, sometimes they do that.
The Christmas night game,
right?
Brock Purdy, the one interception, the first one was his fault. The rest of them, the ball gets hit,
tremendous
it goes
plays
up in the
by
air,
great players.
And once it's up in the air, right. How many times do we see it just miss?
No
and
doubt.
If the guy had been 6 inches over to the right,
right,
it changes everything.
Right.
Bad calls.
Yeah.
Every bad call that happens in a game includes a good call for the other team. That makes a difference. It's four or five moments that
there
determine
is human
everything.
Error. No
and
question.
When you're talking about close games, evenly matched teams, those four or five moments determine it. And it's like flipping a coin. And if it comes up the other way enough times, you're done. All the effort you put into it, all the time you put into it, it doesn't matter. Those coin flip moments, those jump balls, as some call them.
Right.
If the jump balls don't go your way,
right,
it's over and it's done. All right.
All right, get to some pro 49er stuff, man.
We already did.
Come on.
I just did.
More.
I just did,
yeah,
Happy
okay.
Chris.
More. Sorry.
That's
You're
all
right.
of it.
Yeah.
We're going to get some props now.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine. That
Somebody
was all
can drive this car.
That was all.
Because you
of
sure
it?
As shit can't drive
Damn
right
it.
Now.
There wasn't more?
Don't
Damn.
Don't give him the keys to anything.
Please, not right now.
All right. Super Bowl 58
Drive responsibly.
Props. Super Bowl MVP. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite, obviously, at plus 125.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Right.
If it's not him, though,
yeah,
who's it going to be? From the Chiefs, who would it be if it's not him?
I think Kelsey's an obvious second choice.
He's plus 1,200.
Choice, right? I do. But the Chiefs, the way they've played all year, the capabilities of what their defense has done, right? I think the Chiefs do have guys on their side of the ball that could come out of nowhere and we go, you know, this is, DB from the Dallas Cowboys.
Larry Brown.
Right? Larry Brown, like that. Legarius Sneed gets two picks. Chris Jones gets three sacks and a strip sack and maybe a few batted
When's
passes.
When's the last time a defensive player was MVP of the Super Bowl?
Ooh,
don't look down.
Ooh.
When's the last time?
I won't look down. Hold on. Just give me a second here. Von Miller.
There you go. Super Bowl 50. Well
right,
done.
Right,
it's the last
right.
time.
Don't ask me to drive, but when I'm football stuff, I'm all over that shit.
Right. He actually gets better.
Yeah.
He actually gets better.
Right.
All right. So, quarterback has won MVP in 10 of the last 14 Super Bowls. What's up? Question. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to hear that. I want to hear it. You got to let me have it now. You can't tease me with football trivia.
I said quarterback has won MVP in 10 of the last 14 Super Bowls.
Oh, 10 of the last. That's all you want to say.
That's
I thought
all
you were
I
asking me
say.
A question.
No, I wasn't going to ask you a question.
My bad.
I wasn't going to ask you to name them all. I'm not going to test Happy Chris with that. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And for Super Bowl 58, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the app and use the promo code PFTLIVE when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Question time. Who's got questions? Anybody got questions? Questions. Right here.
Come on. What's up, man? Yeah. Appreciate it.
Right. Just so the folks can hear it at home. 2021, I think he means. 2021.
Yeah.
Question is, what's gone wrong with the 2021 quarterback class, the one that you had Zach Wilson at the top of?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm just stating facts.
No, you're just stating facts.
What's
right.
gone wrong with that
Listen,
group?
Listen, I'm a sucker for, like, bottom-line talent at times, right? And that's where Zach Wilson really jumped off the screen to me. And maybe I didn't evaluate some of the human stuff a little bit the way I should have, right? That's what I would learn from that experience. It's I don't always get to meet these guys, right? And Trevor Lawrence had a few things about his game too where I didn't trust some of his mechanics, and I was a little bit like, man, I know he's big and he looks like Mr., you know, the man, but I'm just not sure he's that machine that can do that, right? So I questioned that to a degree. And I did fall in love with Zach Wilson and all that. But, you know, obviously, I was wrong. And, yeah, go ahead. Go with the rest. Give me some other. Three. Kellen Mond, four. Justin Fields, five. Trey Lance, six, right? Exactly. So give me some credit for Trey Lance and Justin Fields, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's where I always thought to tell people, too. But at the same time, no. You know, that's where hype, BS, it was at the time, I remember even saying, it's a hard class to rank, right? Because there was things where I was like, they do this great, but they do this where I'm like, eh, right? And that's, you know, that's where it's tough in this business. But I don't care. I'm going to take my cuts. I've seen a lot of these people. I've caught passes from John Elway and Dan Marino and Tom Brady and all these people and seeing them in person to where, you know, I've seen it, and sometimes I'm going to be wrong too, and that's okay. But I just, you know, I definitely was wrong about a few of those and maybe right about a little.
Well, and look, yeah. so much of what happens, though, when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks, right. the one big factor, right. and I'm sorry I had to stand up. My ass was sore. I had to stand up. So, sorry, TMI. So much of what happens is we can't – and we just simply don't have the capacity to project what happens when they land with their team.
Right.
They may land with a dysfunctional shit show organization
that is going
to keep them from becoming
right.
everything they possibly can be.
Right.
They may end up at a team where they have no help and it's all on them. There's too much pressure. They're adjusting to life away from home for the first time. They're 21 years old.
There's a lot of
that. There's so many things that go into it above and beyond the talent that you see on film that no one can control.
Right.
And the kid has no control over it. The kid goes wherever he's drafted.
Right.
You can end up in a good spot. You can end up in a bad spot. I don't know that anybody would have succeeded with the Jets that year.
Yes.
If it's Trevor Lawrence, if it's Justin Fields, if it's Mac Jones, if it's anybody.
No, maybe not. But
the
so
Jets
far,
have been a dysfunctional mess.
Guy here, my buddy, like he's right. Wilson has not showed he can naturally play the game yet.
All right. We got more. Thank you so much.
You're
more questions. What do we got?
Like it, homie.
All right. Got to hear him. Let me hear you.
I got you.
Right. 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 Right, right.
All right. The
Don't
questions
get me
about
started
the Lions game.
Here.
Let me make sure that the folks who are listening to the podcast know what this question is. It's a reference to the Dan Campbell decisions on fourth down, fourth and two. You got to trust Josh Reynolds to catch the pass. He's paid to catch the pass. Michael Badgley, not a good kicker.
Right.
And the gentleman here with the question said he's got more of an issue with the second fourth down play. See, I got more of an issue with the first one.
Right.
Because the first one is the one to put you back up three scores. You got to think of it in terms of scores. You just kept the 49ers to a field goal. They cut it to 24-10. You got a chance to go up three scores and leave 22 minutes left in the game. That would have been a gut punch to the 49ers.
Championship game.
22 minutes left. You're down three scores.
You don't see many teams just going for it fourth, frivolously all the time and go to the Super Bowl, right? And here, just one other thing, too. I think.
And if he catches the pass, what does that get him? It gets him a first down. It doesn't get him a touchdown.
It does run time.
Right. Right.
The disaster of the men, they opened the door for the 49ers. And, you know, before you start going blaming the receiver, who's getting paid more to throw, getting more there? Jared Goff is getting paid to throw a strike, too. The guy
throw.
Had to dive and throw, run to the, you know, try to the right. He should have caught it in the receiver room. And in the quarterback room, you're going, you throw a better ball, man.
And it, look,
you
if you don't have a quarterback,
a
if, you don't have
a,
if you don't have a kicker
right.
that you can trust to make a 45-yard field goal,
right.
you got a problem. Because in today's game, 45-yard field goal is not a difficult kick.
He did not miss a field goal this year, just to make that, too.
So, all right. Any other questions for now?
Man. Good question.
Come on up and ask away.
Yeah.
We got one here.
We got one right here. Go ahead. Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
All right. Here's a question. Chiefs have beaten the 49ers four out of the last five times they have met. Chris, what adjustments do you think the 49ers will make to make up that difference?
Yeah, that's where I've been telling Mike and talking about this week where they need to be more aggressive on a regular basis, right? Too much space in the 49ers defense as of late, right? Think of last week, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, all these guys, they're running through the middle of the defense. The 49ers got to skid back the crowd in the line of scrimmage, maybe dangling a little bit more man-to-man. Their problem with the Chiefs is something Mike has brought up about the great Andy Reid and his game planning, and they're based in the Seattle scheme to a degree. And there's a little bit of this is what we do in certain adjustments, and Andy Reid's able to know that and be smart enough to know that to go, wait, this tests their rules. Shanahan's the master at doing this to other people. But here's a team that's a little bit of a kryptonite, if you may, because that's where Andy Reid can negate some of that with some of that on his own side as well, you know? And that's where he's special with a few extra days, like Mike said.
Great question. Great question. Yeah. Excellent point. And by the way, I pay very close attention to the things you say.
Right.
Okay. When you say that they should dangle in some man-to-man, is that the same as dangling your man junk in someone's face after you make a tackle?
No, that's an offensive penalty. You throw the flag, right? We're trying to get that out of the game.
Okay. I think you meant sprinkle, but Chris said dangle.
Right.
I am wired to hear anytime he says dangle, I know where it may be going. Got a question right here. Who needs to prove more in this game, Brock Purdy or Kyle Shanahan?
No.
Go.
I'm Shanahan all the way, right? If you want to say prove, if you said prove, I'm going to say Brock Purdy. If you want to say who has more on the line legacy-wise, it's Kyle Shanahan, right? That's where there's a difference in, depending on how you ask that question, right? We all want to see, can Brock Purdy really go down to, toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, right? He's got to prove that to us. Kyle Shanahan, we know, is kind of the man when it comes to drawing up game plans, coaching his team, right? But it's like the legacy thing is he can't get over the hump right now as a really great coach and win the Super Bowl. And that's not fair, just like it is on a quarterback sometimes, and there's other circumstances, but that's just what it is. And that's where Kyle's cool. He knows that too. Kyle's the man that way.
Any other questions for now? Anyone? Here we go. Yes, what do you got, buddy? Go, Pack, go. Will the Packers win the NFC North next year?
They can.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, they got so much crap for Jordan Love. Before the season, all these people saying he can't play, our good buddy Adam Schein.
Right.
Hate Jordan Love. He can't play. Loathe Jordan Love, he said. And we defended him because I felt bad for the guy. He got stuck in a bad situation between the front office and Aaron Rodgers with all that drama. Jordan Love's the only one that had no say in it. He got drafted into it. He sat for 3 years, and it took him a while, but he started to play really well.
Yep.
And there were moments in the postseason that he looked like Aaron Rodgers. Now, there was one moment where he looked like Brett Favre, unfortunately, when it was all on the line and he threw it across
Maybe
his
two.
Body
yeah, right.
and had that interception by Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah.
But I think I think people are going to realize when the dust settles on this season that the Packers are a Super Bowl contender next year, not just a contender to win the division. He's very happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yo, you guys are talented.
And you know it pains me to say that because I'm with this guy
here.
You
don't win the North
Dawn,
this year.
I'm with Dawn, Skull Viking Skull, but go Pack go. Yeah. I understand where the greatness is
in the
division.
The Packers have a lot of talent. The Packers do. The Bears do, too, though. You guys got a division that's on the –
And the Lions.
The
I mean, I've, I can't
Lions.
Remember a time – where the NFC
Lions guy over here.
North,
he's
NFC
here?
Central was this good.
No.
They've always been one really good team and kind of everybody else.
Right.
They are top to bottom good.
You're,
top to bottom good.
Right. I don't remember more than two. 80s had the Bears and the Vikings a little bit,
yeah.
Like both competing, but no, you know, only the Bears were great. You guys were kind of hanger-oners.
Yes. Anybody else? What else do we got? Any other questions? Anyone?
What's up?
Lions fan, got a question, Lions fan? That's a great question about the NFC North. Our Lions fan is nervous about the Bears.
Yeah, he should be.
Well, and, you know, people are saying that they're going to trade Justin Fields and use the first overall pick on a quarterback like Caleb Williams. Chris and I have been saying that the smarter move is take that massive lottery ticket, swap it for a bunch of others,
build a
keep
team.
Justin Fields, and build a team.
Right.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put pressure on Caleb Williams to come in and do better than Justin Fields wherever Justin Fields is, because you know that's what we'll be saying all year. Look at what Caleb Williams is doing. Look at what Justin Fields is doing. Caleb Williams doesn't measure up. It's just more pressure that he doesn't need as he starts his career.
Justin Fields has elite traits, right? He's an elite athlete. He's one of the greatest athletes in football. He's the best running quarterback in football right now. His throwing is not elite, but it's good. And it's good enough to where if you trade, you keep him, maybe trade down in the draft, do whatever, and accumulate more picks and really do this the right way, which Ryan Poles and Eberflus so far have showed me they can coach and scout a little bit. Yeah, that's where, hey, the North, like we were just saying, the North can be interesting. There's some young talent and some good things going on there. Yeah.
Okay, question about the Chiefs' defense against the San Francisco 49ers offense. Who's got the better chance to win one-on-one matchups, tight end George Kittle or receiver Brandon Ayuk?
I would probably go with Kittle, right? I would be shocked if Ayuk doesn't have Legarius Sneed on him like glue all night long. Damn.
There goes greatness. Brian Mitchell walks right by
and waved to us. One of the greatest kick returners and punt returns of all time. That's my guy right there. He knows that. He's a legend. I used to not like him for a while because I was like, damn, he might return this on my dad's team. And this might not be good, this jerk. I don't like him. But he's the man.
He is the man.
The man.
You're the man. Everybody's the man.
Yes.
You're the man.
Where are we at?
Who's more likely to beat single coverage?
I think it would be Kittle just because of Legarius Sneed. Sneed is, I think, certainly one of the three or four best corners in football.
Come on, Brian Mitchell. Come on up. Let everybody see
you. Come on, Kevin.
One of the greats.
Brian Mitchell.
One of the greats.
Saw your dad last night, brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good to see you.
We were at Zuma.
Yes, I did.
Awesome. How are you, Brian? Good to see you, buddy. Welcome. Man, that's a grip. There went my fingers.
Number 30.
There's a grip.
Legend.
That's a grip.
Really. Always. Like big.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good time.
The great Brian Mitchell. Let's hear it for Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian Mitchell.
Yeah, B.
Whew.
Only one of his friends would say that. Only one of his jerk friends would say
somebody
that.
Somebody called out, is that Eddie George?
Yeah, but I think Kittle can get matched up against safeties down the middle, linebackers off the play action, things like that, where Sneed and the Chiefs are so good at disguising and playing man and zone and really making it hard on a receiver on the outside like that, I don't think you can depend on Ayuk on a consistent basis to win throughout the night. I don't think so.
Any other questions out there before we make our picks?
Whoop.
Oh, our buddy from Birmingham, Alabama has a question.
Yes.
Love
Right. Right.
I didn't hear the front end of that. What did he say?
He knows about the Seattle scheme, right? What the 49ers
cover
are based
three.
In a little bit, the little bit of cover three, the Legion of Boom, right, for all those out there. Yes, it's a really good defense, right? It's got great base principles, but it's relying on talent, and it doesn't always specific game plan and go, we're going to do this crazy thing this week and just do that, right? And that's where, like, a Spags on the other side of the ball with the Chiefs is a guy that will do things where you're like, wow, right? He did that last year. I mean, if you really want to give the MVP to the Super Bowl last year, it should have gone to Spags. That was an incredible game plan and what they did to the Eagles and really how they put the Eagles' pass game on blast in that game is what they did. They, like I've always said, they threw for 350. They should have thrown for 600, really, with how they played in that football game.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL and for Super Bowl 58. New customers can get $5 and win $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the app and use the promo code UNBUTTONED when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.
All right, thank you so much. And thanks again from Birmingham, not Alabama, yeah. All the way from the UK. Yeah. Do we have another question right here? Tom Brady has a question.
Oh, did
Where
we not give enough of it
this year?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Well,
that's a good point. Well, our friend here in the Tom Brady jersey says you could take 11 of us here at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook and put together a defense to come get it done.
He's amazing that way.
I think it all came back to roost. One of the reasons that the Patriots struggled with what to do with Bill Belichick was because they recognize he is a brilliant coach. Game day and also preparation. Knowing who the opponent is, breaking down what the opponent does, taking away what the opposing offense does best. We know he does it. We know he's going to do it. He still does it. He gets a team ready to play, and he gets the most out of the team that he has. The problem has been from a personnel standpoint. He has not done a great job of drafting players, developing players, and using the free agent dollars to get the best players available. That's what brought him down, because there was no going back. There was no clawing back his power. Robert Kraft explained that 4 weeks ago tomorrow. Even though Bill Belichick seemed to be willing to give up some of his power, it's not practical, because once you've been in control of that team for as long as he was in control of that team, it becomes very awkward for somebody else to come in and be in control of the team.
Right.
It's just, yes, okay, in theory, this person's in charge, but then in comes Bill Belichick, and he's grumbly, and he's
not
grumping, and you're going to do what Bill Belichick wants.
It's not going to happen. All of that, I think Bill, like, right, the way he's treated people a little bit over the last 10 to 12 years, the media, right, when it started to slip up, they were kind of like,
waiting
you haven't
pounce.
Said, you can't even say hi to me. Like, what the hell? And they kind of gave it to him a little bit, maybe. And it was not always respectful as it should be, because he's the greatest American team sports coach that I ever know. There's no doubt about
but
that.
But there is a lesson to be learned. If you're not winning, you can't be an asshole. If you're an asshole, they're going to turn on you.
Yeah.
And they turned on him.
Exactly right.
They waited 20 years for their chance to turn on him.
Right.
So, all right, other questions? Anyone and everyone who's got a question?
We got one right here. Yeah.
All right. And this is a great question for Chris, because it's a lot of praise for Chris. Chris, acknowledging that you knew Mahomes was going to be great, you knew Josh Allen was going to be great, you knew C.J. Stroud was going to be great. What have you learned from those experiences to extrapolate to evaluating this class of quarterbacks, which supposedly has multiple can't-miss guys?
Yeah, well, there's like, first thing is I want to be like, hey, NBC, can I take more time before I rank the quarterbacks, right? That's the first thing I want to do. Yeah, I know. No, I'm not even trying to be a jerk. Like, it's a little bit about, because I learn things as the process goes too, right? I'm usually one of the first people to put my rankings out, and I just go, right? And I'm not a big tweaker on the usual, but I do learn things about the guy a little bit as we go through the process that would definitely, if you gave me another 5 weeks or 6 weeks, I feel like would help me tweak my ranking a little bit, right? Maybe. Right. I'm usually first, but we'll see. But that's the only difference. But also, there's a part of me that likes just being like, hey, this is what I see on film. I don't get to really meet these guys. And on film, this is what I see, and I'm going to rank it off that. And if you could take it for that, hopefully you can, right? And that's all it is. And there are other factors, of course, into this whole thing that, you know, are hard to touch on, like Mike says all the time.
How hard is it, Chris, to extrapolate when you see what a guy is doing against an NCAA caliber defense, which has flaws, which has holes,
yeah, right,
which has weaknesses? Take that, and how is that guy going to perform when he's going against an NFL caliber defense?
That's why I loved Mahomes. They had lots of throws, let it go, do all that, but they would play some teams that were smart enough, where you've heard me say sometimes that offense is very predictable, right? And I would go, oh my gosh, he still made so many good plays in the tight coverage, not good pass protection. Holy cow, off his back foot doing something like that. They might have lost by 20 still, right? And you would go, what? He lost 48-28. How good can he be? And it'd be like, they would have lost 48-0 if it wasn't for him, right? It was a game for three quarters because of Patrick Mahomes. And I think sometimes people get lost in that. And that's where it's not fair to evaluate some of these guys.
Who else has a question? Anybody out there? Question time. Anyone else? We've answered plenty and we'll answer any more that you have. We'll keep
man,
over here. Hey, all right, got a question. What's up? Yeah, that's a great question. The Super Bowls used to be one-sided. Is it because of the fact that there wasn't a salary cap?
Yes.
You had stacked teams, and the rules changes. It made it easier for a team that goes behind to come back. You know, it used to be if
yes.
you fell behind by 10 or more points, you were done.
Right.
Psychologically, you were done.
No,
you had no chance.
People broke barriers there.
Players 23 was the first year that it did it, when the Broncos were up 10-0 after one quarter. Against Washington.
Right.
And they exploded in the second quarter.
That was a barrier breaker.
Usually, if you were down 10 points, you were done.
That was a barrier breaker, 100%. There's a few others along the way that I think are like that.
Actually, 22, and, not 23.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl 22, right,
yeah.
In San Diego. But I do agree with what you're talking about. First off, you had no salary cap. The 49ers were who they were because there was no salary cap in the 80s, and Eddie DeBartolo was willing to be more like George Steinbrenner, yeah, and the Yankees.
Even after there was a salary cap, allegedly.
So there's no doubt about that. And then, yes, with the pass interference and the I touched the quarterback with my pinky nail BS crap, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the game can come back a lot easier.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, as the game becomes more and more offensive, it's easier for a team that falls behind to come back.
Right.
And if you're down 10, if you're down 17, you're down 28-3,
yeah,
you still have a chance to come back.
Right.
All right, anybody else? Question? Anyone? He thinks you're wrong on Fields. He thinks
you
you're wrong on Fields.
He you
says,
think,
he says
you
you're wrong
got,
on Fields.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He doesn't want Fields.
You know,
I got
what do you,
you
think they could get for Justin Fields? Somebody asked me that earlier today. What do you think? Could you get multiple teams to come to the table and have a bidding war for Fields?
Well, you got to find the right team that wants to commit to that, right?
Because you got to pay him.
You got to pay him, but you're right. What are you going to pay him? I don't know. That's where, like we talk about all the time, teams got to start to draw a line in the sand, all right, and go, well, I'm not going to pay you this, right? Like, this is good money, but I'm not going to pay you this. We've gotten out of hand with, like, just Joe Schmo is a new contract. He's one of the highest paid ever. It's like, that never happened before. Did people forget that? You know? It used to be like, this guy makes this, Patrick Mahomes makes this, nobody else makes that until they tell me they're better than Patrick Mahomes. And like a few years ago, it was just like, well, his contract's up, so now he makes more than him. And it's like, what? I don't even know how that happened.
All right, last call for questions. Anybody else before we make our picks for Super Bowl 58? Anyone? All right, let's go.
Do it.
All right, one more. Don's got one more. What's the what goal?
The max.
The max. The max to re-sign Kirk Cousins. Well, here's the problem.
Look at it. You like a Ferrari or you like a Kirk Cousins?
I like a Kirk Cousins. The top of the market is $55 million right now. Kirk Cousins is making 35. I was looking at the list the other day. There's a lot of guys in the 40s. Yeah. A lot of guys in the 40s. And the salary cap's going to go up again. They don't even know how high up it's going to go up. They're trying to slam the brakes on it. The owners want to smooth the salary cap. They don't want it to go up too much because then they got to pay guys.
Right.
Because there's a salary floor, too. Right. I think for Cousins, they need to be willing to pay, what, 45? Is it 45 for Cousins?
It probably is around that range
45
right now.
To 50?
But I wouldn't want to commit much long-term to it. That would be my only thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and they've never done long-term with him. It's been a three-year deal.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years. Be accountable for 1 to 2 years, and that's it.
He's going
to
be 36 in August.
Right.
So I don't know what they will do. I think they should be willing to go between that $42 to $47 million range unless they got a plan to go up and get one of the top quarterbacks. And every once in a while, somebody throws out this idea of trading Justin Jefferson, which I hope they don't. We had him on our show today. I hope he never leaves Minnesota. But they want that franchise quarterback so badly. They want to get up there, I think, and try to get their next Fran Tarkenton. They haven't had a true franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton.
Build a team.
Skull Vikings. All right. So let's do it. Let's do our pick.
You ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
I know who you're going to pick, and you know who I'm going to pick.
Right. You don't know who I'm going to pick.
All right. Well, I'll go first.
You don't know.
We did this last year, and we did this 4 years ago.
Right.
When the Chiefs were playing the 49ers in Super Bowl 54 in Miami.
Right.
You picked the 49ers, and I took the Chiefs.
Right.
And I firmly believed in the Chiefs because I firmly believed in Patrick Mahomes. Because from the moment I saw him play in the preseason in 2017 against the Titans, and he was rolling to his right, and he threw that dart 60 yards down the field and got hit in the face when he did it, I said, holy shit, I have seen the future, and the future is Patrick Mahomes.
I hear you.
So I don't doubt him, and I won't doubt him, especially because he's got that Tom Brady factor that is pushing him to get to seven. You can't get to seven if you don't get to three. This is his chance to get to three. I think he alone will that team to do whatever they need to do. I had a dream the other night, and when you do what we do all the time, you dream about this stuff too. I had a dream that the Chiefs will win by 10. So I will go. Remember, it was 31-20 last time. I will go 30-20 this time, Chiefs.
Gosh, 30-20 Chiefs. You know, it's the, like I said, to me, in my football brain, it's the great dilemma. It's one team that is capable of really being an incredible, great team in a lot of ways. And the San Francisco 49ers, the offense, the coaching, the team itself, all of that. And when they showed their best, like I said earlier, I think they were the best team in football that I saw this year at their best. But they haven't been that in 6 weeks, right? That's the problem here. And when I look at it from that standpoint, and then the factors that Mike harps on, right? The Chiefs just never enamored by the big moment and continue to knock down barriers that I just go, I can't believe it. And then it's Mahomes and all that. I, too, am going to go with the Chiefs to win the football game.
Oh, baby, I'm telling Kyle. Right. I am telling Kyle.
My heart will be on the line for the San Francisco 49ers.
It's an emotional hedge. You accuse me of that all the time with the Vikings.
I will probably be crying if the 49ers lose the football.
Hedge.
I'm a crier anyways. That's who I am, right? Like, literally, I'm the crier of the family, okay? So, like, when they come out for the out of the tunnel early in the game, like, my kids look at me every year because I usually am like, I'm so happy. I'm like, oh, these guys are living their dreams. This is amazing. My daughter's always like, are you going to cry? Right? And she calls me out and she gives me some stuff. But I will certainly be heartbroken. I will be bleeding 49ers and, like, diehard 49ers all Sunday. 100%.
Emotional
hedge.
But
if you want to ask me about football,
you know,
what
you
my
know.
Numbers, what my film, all of that, I would be lying to you if I think the 49ers are going to win the football game. And I don't want to be a liar to you guys or anybody else.
What was your score again?
23-20.
23-20.
Yeah.
Either way, that's a better game than what I got. I got 23-20 plus a late field goal to make it a 10-point spread.
Damn. It hurts me, man. It hurts me. Damn. Yeah, and enjoy Taylor Swift, too. I mean, come on. Get over it. What? She's cool. Like, she's nicest freaking girl I've seen in the world. So what? She likes a guy? And everybody's like, I can't watch the game anymore.
20 seconds of the game is Taylor Swift.
We watch on TV, and we can't. Now she's ruining the greatest thing on TV? Come on. Get out of here.
If they weren't cutting away to her, they'd be cutting away to some 85-year-old owner in his box, or they'd be cutting away to some guy with a crazy wig and a sign that has misspellings on it.
Right.
Like, let's just go ahead and see Taylor Swift instead. Right? So. Okay.
Hey, we appreciate you guys out here.
We appreciate it. This has been
so
great. Before we wrap up, because, you know, you don't work every day of the week.
Right.
And two of the people are here that I want to acknowledge that get up and get the job done on the days when you're in your hammock drinking a piña colada. We got Miles Simmons, who, come on, Miles.
Yeah,
Miles Simmons,
come on.
Who fills in for Chris. Gets up at 4 a.m. Pacific time to do the show. Shireen Williams, who gets up at 6 a.m. Dallas time to do the show. We appreciate them very much, and they are here with us tonight.
Like, no joke, sometimes I want to call in sick, and I'm like, man, that's messed up to do to Miles. I won't do it.
They're going to call Miles at 3 a.m. to get out of bed.
I can suck it up. I'll be all right.
It's happened.
All right, while we have you up here, who do you have for the game?
Chiefs, and I like them at least by 10.
Wow. Shireen?
Well, I think the Chiefs are playing better at the moment, as you guys both pointed out, but I just have a feeling the 49ers are going to win. The last time.
Wow.
Last time. Yeah. Repeat champions just don't happen. That's what I'm going on.
All right, I hear you.
Well, thank you both so much for everything that you do. Is MDS still around? I saw him earlier. Did he take off? I want to acknowledge him as well.
Managing editor
of ProFootballTalk.com.
What a jerk you are, MDS.
Oh, well, MDS, we tried to acknowledge you, but you left. That's what you get for leaving, you bastard. All right.
Thanks, everybody out there.
All right,
thanks.
Hang on. Before we wrap up, I want to thank Vic and John, Steven, Mackenzie, Kelsey, and Jeff for everything you did to make this possible. Thanks to Pete. Thanks to JK. Thanks to Matt Casey. Thanks for the middle finger, Matt Casey. Thanks to the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook for the hospitality. And thanks to all of you for everything you do. We aren't here if you aren't out there listening to our stupid bullshit every week. And we will continue to spew it until the day they fire us or we die.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. See ya.